This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 409 for Monday, May 27th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is narrowly mixed Monday morning in quiet activity, with markets in the U.S. closed for Memorial Day. Canola down 70 cents to up a dollar, the July contract up 60 cents at $667.30 per ton. The thin volumes and absence of direction from the Chicago soy complex could lead to some volatility as the day progresses. Recent rainfall across western Canada has improved moisture conditions in most areas, but seeding delays are possible. European rapeseed futures are slightly lower this morning, while Malaysian palm oil is showing a modest recovery after posting losses overnight. U.S. markets all closed for Memorial Day, with Midwestern weather likely to set the tone when trade resumes this evening. Soybeans had settled with small gains Friday, while soy oil was lower. July soybeans last trading at $12.48 per bushel on Friday, with July soy oil at 44.95 cents per pound. The corn market also had edged higher ahead of the weekend, July at 4.64 and 3 quarters per bushel. Wheat futures had been mixed on Friday, but will likely start the day higher when activity resumes. Chicago soft wheat last trading at 6.97 and a quarter per bushel in July. Kansas City hard red winter wheat 7.21 and a quarter in the July contract, and Minneapolis spring wheat trading at 7.52 and three quarters on Friday. European wheat futures hit their highest levels in over a year on Monday, with declining production estimates out of Russia and Ukraine behind some of the strength, as crops in both countries have been hurt by late frosts and a lack of moisture. Russia's ICAR lowered their call on the country's wheat crop to 81.5 million tons. That's a 2 million ton drop over just the past week and 10 million tons below last year's level. A Ukrainian grain traders organization cut their call on wheat production in the country to 19.1 million tons. That would be down by about 4 million tons on the year, and well short of the pre-war production, typically topping 30 million tons. Meanwhile, excessive rain in France is thought to be hurting the prospects for the wheat crop there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, May 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.